I'll tell you what the blessing of God is. Being in the will of God, walking with Him, hearing His voice, staying in fellowship with Him, knowing His Word, loving Him, seeing miracles wrought because He's doing it through your life and in your life for His own glory, where only He can get glory out of your life. That is the life of faith. And it might mean that you don't have anything. Can I say this to you? There is another day coming. And this world is not all there is to it. Jesus said of those people who live by faith, of whom the world is not worthy. But there is another world. And in that world, they're not worthy to be there. And yet, the Bible says they'll shine as the stars forever. It's going to be a good time. That's going to be a good time when all the wrongs are made right. Everything that's upside down will be straightened up. All the things that we can't straighten out here are straightened out. Now they're having a pretty good time over there right now. And by the way, it's just on the other side. We see through a glass darkly. I think every once in a while I can hear somebody laughing over there. Guys, this world's not what it's about. This is not where your fulfillment is. Here, we live by faith, not by sight. Then, we'll see Him as He is and we'll be like Him. And then it'll be by sight. I love you. I thank God for letting me get to know you.
I was sitting over there a while ago thinking heaven's like this. They are laughing. They're hugging one another. They are experiencing pure love. And if Jesus walks into the room, they all stop and bow and worship and weep and say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." And then they laugh and they hug and they renew old acquaintance. And they look at somebody and say, "Wow, I didn't know you were going to be here. It's so good to see you. Heaven's a wonderful place." No boy will answer and say, "Yeah, God saved me 5 years after our lives parted. God saved me."
And I have to say to those of you who have never come to Christ alone. He is the only way to God. What should I do, Brother Mike? You should repent of your sins and look to Christ. And in looking, listen, you should just look to Christ, because if you genuinely look to Christ, you are turning away from your sins. Look to Jesus. Turn away from yourself. Turn away from what you're believing today. Turn away from what you're trusting. Look to Jesus Christ, the dying Lamb of God. The Bible says, upon whom God poured His wrath out for your sin and for my sin. God poured His wrath out on the Son of God as if He hated Him, because He hated us and our sins. But Jesus took that in our place. Our God took that in our place, that we might be saved. Turn away from everything else. Turn to Christ. I admonish you. I beg you. I plead with you. Turn to Jesus Christ.